This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's get right to it. All right, highly processed foods have again been linked to increased cancer risks. Not something we want to hear, because we're talking diet drinks, soda pop, baked goods, instant noodles, sugary cereals, candy, ready-made meals. I probably described the average American's diet because people just don't have time to cook anymore. And unfortunately, that increases our risk of cancer. A study in the British Medical Journal has found an association between such ultra-processed foods, typically high in sugar, fat, and salt, but low in nutrition, and that increased the risk for cancer. So scientists based in France and Brazil analyzed medical records and eating habits obtained through questionnaires of nearly 105,000 middle-aged French men and women. Findings suggest that a 10% increase in the proportion of ultra-processed foods in a person's diet was correlated with a 12% overall risk of overall cancer, higher risk of overall cancer, and an 11% higher risk of breast cancer. No significant association was found, though, for prostate and colorectal cancers. Now, that's a little bit of a shock because many processed foods have nitrates. And like we've talked about with lunch meats and a lot of meat, that could unfortunately sit there in the colon. And if you have constipation and you aren't passing it, it could start to cause issues to the tissue surrounding it, hence the colon tissue. And so we've found that these types of highly processed foods could increase one's risk of colorectal cancer. In this particular study, it didn't. But that doesn't mean that that's the, you know, end-all of that topic. They say previous studies have linked highly processed foods to raised risks of obesity, high blood pressure, cholesterol levels. And according to the authors, they say, to our knowledge, quote, this study is the first to investigate and highlight an increase in the risk overall, specifically breast cancer associated with ultra-processed food intake. So they already weeded out and filtered out age, sex, education level, family history, cancer, smoking status, physical activity. So somebody goes, wait a second. Somebody has mom with breast cancer. Then they've already weeded that out. They already looked at, they assessed the risk without that in play or already taken that into account. So beyond that, they say they noted that the subjects who had the highest ultra-processed food intake were also more likely to be smokers, had lower levels of education, were less physically active, and consumed more calories. Now, again, this is an observational study. So this isn't taking a bunch of people saying, look, we're going to have you just eat this and see if you get cancer 20 years from now. We didn't do this. But what we did do is we looked at people who had cancer and looked back to see what they ate. So it's observational. So, all right. Now, I know these stories stink and you guys hate them because you will grab a energy drink or you'll grab a soda pop. And then maybe for lunch, you'll have a Hot Pocket or a Weight Watchers entree. A lot of people are losing weight, so they'll have a little Weight Watcher, something like that. Or maybe they'll have a protein bar. And protein bars, you'd think, are a healthy choice, but there's a lot of sugar in there, and there may be salt and preservatives and stuff in that. Or some of you may say, you know what, I'm not going to eat a burger, so I am going to have my little instant cup of noodles, my Top Ramen noodles. Less calories. You're right, it is less calories. Still, some of you for breakfast are going to say, look, I'm not going to be eating ham and eggs and corned beef hash and hash browns. I'll just have some Fruit Loops. Less fat. True. But unfortunately, sugar. And then, boy, do I like candy. I mean, it's Valentine's. So with Valentine's, you know, it's about the candy. That's, you know, just like with Christmas and Hanukkah and all sorts of other holidays. I like my candy. So very easily, you could have a crappy diet. And so how do you turn things around?
Well, what you have to do is you have to actively go to the grocery store. And I'm not saying go to the grocery store and get these boxed, you know, TV dinner type stuff. Nobody really eats TV dinners anymore, but, you know, these frozen foods. You actually have to buy the vegetables, buy some nuts, okay? Maybe you could buy some chicken, cook it up, slice it up, and bring that for lunch. We have some carrots, some celery, and some chicken, and some nuts. For dinner, you can, you know, have a steak, grab some chicken, or have some fish, cook some vegetables. For breakfast, a higher protein, bigger breakfast is better than sugary food and fatty foods. So I don't mind you having meat for breakfast if that keeps you full. I think breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day. I think your, you know, packing some nutrition in that is going to help you throughout the day. But, you know, just stop and realize what you're doing. You may be thinking you're eating healthier because you're not going to fast food. You're not grabbing the burger. But what you could be substituting with may not be good. Now, speaking of fast food and the burger, McDonald's are going to banish cheeseburgers and chocolate milk from the Happy Menu, Happy Meal menu, in an effort to cut down on the calories, sodium, saturated fat, and sugar that the kids consume. You can ask specifically for cheeseburgers and chocolate milk with the kids' meal, but the fast food company will not list them. Okay? Since it removed soda from the Happy Meal menu 4 years ago, orders for it with Happy Meals have fallen 14%. Now, the Happy Meal has been a huge target by health advocates and parents who link it to childhood obesity. McDonald's has made many tweaks over the years. They've cut the size of its fries. Have you guys had a Happy Meal recently? The fries are one half the size. It's actually really, really cute. The little baby fry holder, it's a little thing. There's probably maybe 15 fries in there. It's so cute. See, because I used to eat a Happy Meal for lunch because I didn't want to eat a grown-up meal. I wanted to cut my calories. So I'm like, okay, well, a Happy Meal is big enough. I got the cheeseburger. I got the fries. Then I could have a small drink, and I'd be having half the calories. I was so proud of myself. No, no, no. Now it's really small. So they throw apples in there. You got the little baby french fries, but they throw the apples in there for free. And then you get milk or juice. You can choose milk or juice. That's how it's been. Now, McDonald's, okay, is not going to be, and this here's the thing with that, and I get, you know, you don't want to attract kids to food that they're not supposed to eat. But, you know, for McDonald's to try to, you know, be a healthy choice, that's not where people go to. People don't go to McDonald's for that. People go to McDonald's because they like the taste of their burgers. They like their fries. So, right now, McDonald's wants their Happy Meal options to have 600 calories or fewer and have less than 650 milligrams of sodium. It also wants less than 10% of the meal's calories to come from saturated fat and added sugar. So good for them for doing this. You know, they're also going to tweak the six-piece nugget meal as well, cutting the sodium in that. But I don't think the chicken nuggets taste that good to begin with, so I don't know if they're going to sell them. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Scott who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this story broke last week. An Indiana mom was arrested for feeding her autistic child bleach. Why? Because she read on Facebook it was a cure. So a father in Indianapolis last week has accused his wife of feeding their child bleach to help cure the autism. And the 28-year-old mother was arrested this weekend after she allegedly put drops of hydrochloric acid and water purifying solution in her daughter's drinks. This is very deadly. Basically, the chemical combination turns into industrial bleach. They said it's marketed as Miracle Mineral Solution or Master Mineral Solution. And it advocates, claim will cure a number of diseases, including autism, cancer, AIDS, and hepatitis.
Police did not release the names of either parents or the age of the child who has been removed from the home by Child Protective Services. The FDA issued a warning in 2010 advising people using this MMS initials to stop immediately, throw it away, citing side effects ranging from uncomfortable to life-threatening, according to the warning. But the MMS website, so it doesn't look like she made it herself, this was the MMS maybe purchased, calls it an amazingly powerful compound that has stood the test of time because it works and works well. This is why, you know, we have to be so careful about these claims by these certain, I don't know, companies that claim, yeah, this is the cure-all. And it stinks because there's some real good products out there. There's some, you know, like Manuka honey and stuff. I'm really interested in some of these honey compounds. The only problem is you have, if there is a good compound, then you're going to have some shyster try to make a compound similar to that and then sell it. Just like, you know, these fake Viagras that are out there. You're like, okay, well, I trust Viagra. So if it has Viagra in the name, we're good. No, no, it doesn't. In fact, that could, you know, be another, you know, trap for you. Now, of course, the CDC and everybody that I know says there's no medication that cures autism. To refresh your memory, it's a developmental disability where these kids have social and behavioral challenges. There are medications that we may use to manage the behaviors. Sometimes some of these autistic kids have very high energy levels. Maybe they're depressed. Maybe they have anxiety. Some even have seizures. And so there's medication we will give them. Some supporters of autism's neurodiversity movement are against curing the disability, believing it to be a natural human variation central to autistic people's identities. But MMS is among many touted cures for autism, and some parents are desperate. The FDA has banned this. They say parents in the past have turned to chelation therapy to treat their autistic children. These are over-the-counter products that we use for lead or iron poisoning that chelates the minerals and metals from the body. And some proponents of this treatment says it cures autism because it removes toxic chemicals. Of course, side effects to that could be dehydration, kidney failure, and death. And then some parents have used hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which involves breathing pure oxygen in a pressurized room or tube. The oxygen therapy is good for decompression sickness. It's, you know, oxygen, hyperbaric oxygen we've used for ulcers in the skin, skin ulcers and pressure ulcers and arterial ulcers, etc. But it's not recommended for autism because there's not really a lot of evidence showing it helps. And pressurized oxygen could cause lung collapse, pneumothorax, or seizures. So when people Google search autism treatment. In fact, I'm going to do that myself. This MMS comes up. I don't know if it's been pulled down since then, but I'm just going to right now Google search autism cures just to see what comes up. Because this is crazy. This is baloney. Okay, I don't see it. So maybe there's like a miracle that cured my son's autism was in our kitchen. I'm pulling this up right now. This is being reported by the New York Post. And it was, I'm trying to see what they're saying it is. Gluten-free diet. Okay. So for them, it was gluten-free. All right. At least it's not acid being put into the child's body. 2015, 7 Arkansas children were taken away from their parents because of their father's habit of putting a tiny drop of MMS in a glass of water and drinking it. The father told the Washington Post the children, the father, were never given the chemicals, and he suspected his two oldest children might be, were involved. Court documents showed a 16-year-old son brought the MMS bottle to a friend's house, coughed for several hours after smelling it. The father says he thinks his son inhaled a different chemical and that he used that as a way to get out of being homeschooled. So anyway, these miracle cures, you've got to be careful. Nothing is a miracle cure. One of the big red flags we have with these natural alternative medicines, okay, is when they use the term cure. Because if you notice in medicine, in modern medicine, we don't use the word cure. If I'm going to encourage you to take your statin medication for cholesterol, do I ever say this cures your cholesterol problem? No, I won't say that. I say treats. It'll help you manage your cholesterol. It may lower your cholesterol. But you should never hear anybody, as we speak about a pharmaceutical-grade statin medication, like Crestor, Lipitor, etc., hear us say this is going to cure you of heart disease. Okay, that's a huge red flag. Same thing with your diabetes medication. Does your diabetes medication cure you? No, it treats you. What about your high blood pressure medication? Now, with an antibiotic, again, we won't use the word cure. Right? Unless a patient's like, oh my God, doc, am I better? How do I know if I'm better? You're cured. Sometimes the doctor will say, look, you're cured. But when we ask you to take the antibiotic, we don't go, this is going to cure you. This is going to treat your infection. And one of the reasons why we say that in the MD realm or the doctor of osteopath realm is because your body is also going to help you heal. Now, a lot of people think MDs are just about the pharmaceuticals, and they're not. MDs also know about the immune system. MDs also believe that your body has defense mechanisms like fevers and itches and sneezes and diarrhea, etc. And so the human body, helping the human body heal, is also an allopathic philosophy. We just can't use manipulation. We aren't trained to do osteopathic manipulation like osteopaths are. And it's a huge detriment to our field. I wish we could. You know, luckily I'm married to a chiropractor, and Dr. Corey helped me manage a lot of my patients. But, you know, doctors of osteopathy, you know, include the musculoskeletal system and muscles and nerves more than an MD may in treatment. But still, MDs look at allowing the body to heal itself. So I want to help your pancreas work. Yeah, I may give you medication, but I'll also put you on diet and exercise. Same thing with high blood pressure, but with an antibiotic. Okay, your body is trying to fight an infection, but it needs a little help. There may be more bacteria than what your immune system can currently handle at this time. So I'm going to give you an antibiotic as an adjunct to help fight some of the bacteria so your body can fight it. Do I ever say this antibiotic will cure you of your... No, of course not. Also, some of us doctors believe in the jinx. So let's say you have chlamydia or gonorrhea, okay? Let's say you have gonorrhea. And I give you Zithromax because I want to cure you of your gonorrhea. I may want to cure you, but I'm not going to tell you this is going to cure you because I'm going to jinx it. And, you know, lo and behold, you may have a superbug, right? You may not have an actual, Zithromax sensitive gonorrhea strain. So I don't want to jinx it. Okay? We don't want to do that. People still believe in the jinx. You don't hear that much with the millennial population, but with us older folk, we're like, okay, I hope this works. The problem is with your patients, they don't want to hear hope. They want confidence. And I wasn't that type of a doctor. I wasn't that type of doctor saying, this is going to work, take it, you're good. The old school doctors were trained that way because there was a lot of placebo involved in the cure. Meaning, look, if you think it's going to work, it's going to work. If you doubt that it's going to work, it's not going to work. So have some faith. Go at it, knowing that this is going to help you. It'll work. You know, we actually see this with, you know, it's like sleeping medications. You know, I could give you a pill, tell you it's a sleeping medication, you'll fall asleep better, even if it's really not a sleeping medication. Because there's that idea of, oh, I got a medication. Placebo is amazing. Too bad we can't bottle it up and package it, because once you know it's placebo, then that doesn't work. You got to think you're given something that works. Unfortunately, however, with cancer, I'm not going to mess with placebo. Oh, hell no. With heart disease, I'm not going to mess with it. With a rip-roaring infection, I'm not going to mess with it. So for me, I wanted to be dead honest. I want to say this antibiotic is very good against this bacteria. It's very good. Take it. But I'm not going to say the word cure. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, we have the states with the highest amount of traffic deaths. Apparently, our traffic deaths are going down a little bit. But we're being told that they are still way too high. This is being reported by CNBC. They say, after spiking higher for 2 straight years, traffic deaths in the United States did pull back slightly back in 2017, according to a new report by the National Safety Council. The NSC estimates that there were 40,100 motor vehicle deaths last year, which would be a drop of about 1% from the total 40,327 in 2016. 40,000 motor vehicle deaths a year. That's ridiculous. That's a lot. It's higher than cervical cancer deaths. It's high. According to Deborah Hirschman, CEO of the National Safety Council, this is good news and bad news. The total number of fatalities is not getting worse, but the situation is not getting better.
She points out that traffic-related deaths, including pedestrians and cyclists, are not falling as much as some would expect given the advancement in auto safety technologies, like automatic emergency brakes, increased use of seatbelts. She expects those trends are not having a bigger impact due to a number of factors. Distracted driving and higher speed limits. So basically what she's saying is in this day and age, just being now in the year 2018, with all these, you know, you see these commercials where the car will stop, like the parents are distracted, but the car stops on its own so there's no accident because of this artificial intelligence that these cars have. So you would think there'd be less accidents because of that. But we have more accidents happening because of texting while driving and, you know, flipping a different YouTube song, you know, through your Bluetooth or whatever the heck people are doing with their phones, you know, while they're in the car. And that, unfortunately, is increasing the risk of accidents. So it's outweighing any advancements that we're making and making it difficult to see if these advancements are actually doing something. Should you buy a car that has, I don't know what it's called, those automatic stops, you know, sensing mechanisms, do they work? How do we know if the number of fatalities still remains high? She says there are a number of states that have raised speed limits. Some now have stretches at 80 or 85 miles per hour. One state where higher speed limits may have contributed to a rise in the estimated number of deaths is Texas. The NSC estimates traffic fatalities in Texas have jumped 7% from 2015 to 2017, though the number of deaths fell slightly from 2016 to 2017. What do I drive on the highway? If it's 75, I drive about 80, 75 to 80. I don't like to go above 80. I don't. And there's no stretch of road. See, I drive a lot to L.A. and Utah. So 75, then when the speed limit goes down, I slow it down. It's okay. I mean, if I'm not in a hurry, I my in-laws used to live in California. Am I really, really going to race to get over there, you know? I'll race to leave. But that's all necessary. I like my in-laws. Okay, anyway. Dr. Hirschman, Ms. Hirschman says drivers continue to focus on smartphones, in-car info entertainment systems, and other distractions. It's true. I have a Lexus. And I bought a used Lexus because I got a great deal on it. And not that fancy sporty one. That sporty one looks good. Although I really like that Ford Raptor. I think that's sexy. But anyway, so I don't know. But I got a used Lexus, you know, because I drive a lot to work. I probably put close to 50 miles a day on my car. So I, maybe more. So I want to, it's got to be more than that, close to 60. So, you know, I want to, it was a car that I didn't want to really, you know, have depreciate as I drove off the lot. And I bought it used, and it didn't have a lot of miles. But it has this infotainment system, where if I want to switch, okay, this is what it does. You want to know what really ticks me off? I have my preset radio stations. And as I scroll down the radio station, right, you know, I listen to The Coyote, I listen to 96.3, I listen to a lot of the music, KKLZ, I love pop, that kind of thing, rock, okay, and then I have some oldies on there too. And when I scroll after the sixth, because on my driver's wheel, on my steering wheel, I got the button. So as I push it down one more, it goes into satellite radio somehow. But when I try to go back up, I can't get back up on it. So I got to go back into the info entertainment system, hit something to get back on radio. And that stinks. That's a big problem I have with the Lexus. That really bothers me. So that could be, you know, that could distract you. So what I do is I shut it off once I hit to the satellite. And I like satellite. We didn't pay for satellite. So it's a satellite thing that's an advertisement. So they say the NSC estimates traffic fatalities in New York fell 3% last year and have dropped 15% over the last 2 years. Maybe it's because New York City is making it really less hospitable to actually drive. You know, it's really not very easy to drive in New York City. No place to park anymore. I don't know if you guys have noticed that with parking now. There used to be, you know, areas where you could park, and then they used to have areas where you could charge for parking. Now they just don't even allow the parking. It's just all red in so many areas. And you're like, well, so you have to basically park, I don't know, on First Avenue if you want to be at Fifth Avenue and whatever. It's ridiculous. You got to, like, drive. Anyway, so motor vehicle death rate, the 10 states experienced the largest increase over the last few years, number one was Rhode Island. 87%. That Rhode Island blew all the other states away. Then came Kansas, then New Mexico, Louisiana, Vermont, Alaska, Colorado, District of Columbia, New Jersey, and then Hawaii. Hawaii is interesting. Hawaii, I'm hearing Maui's having some issues. There's this one road that takes you to Lahaina. It's basically, I think, just a two-lane highway. And there's really not a lot of room to expand. And it's like bumper to bumper all the time. And so you wonder if people are trying to pass and do some things. So I wonder if that, or if it's on Oahu. So we'll keep you posted on that, but be careful out there, people, okay? I mean, you know, put the cell phone down. It's not worth it. And, you know, a big problem also is if you live in an area with more traffic and you're stuck in traffic, you get bored. We have a huge issue with dealing with boredom. And we have trained ourselves to, when we're bored, to reach for our phones. When there's a pause, to reach for our phone. I see that in meetings. I see that in class. Once there's a pause, everybody goes to their phone. It's like, what could have possibly happened in the last 5 minutes that makes you want to look to your phone? We have forced ourselves to be stimulated by our phones to the point where Pavlovly, we need it. As soon as there's a pause, we go to our phone. I see that in meetings all the time. And so we do it in the car. Well, we're stuck in traffic. What am I going to do? Well, why don't you sit there in traffic and daydream? Why don't you fantasize about your husband or wife and making love to them when you get home? No one's going to do that. So what do? Check our phones. You're really going to play a game in traffic? Honestly? So I like music. One of my buddies listens to, like, books. You know, maybe an audio book. I don't know if I could do that because I think I get too distracted, you know? Especially if there's like a love scene in the book. I'd be like, oh, me and Michael Fassbender. You know, I don't know if that would really, really work for me. But, you know, we brought this on ourselves. We are idiots when it comes to, you know, the way we, you know, treat life or death situations. And when it comes to cars and pedestrians, et cetera, I mean, we think, well, that's also we're a creature of habit. We think that everything's going to take care of itself. If we see a stretch of road, we're like, all right, that road is clear. It's all for me. I could speed up. And we don't anticipate that there's going to be some kid running out to get a ball or some kid out of control on their skateboard or some doggy that's going to run out. I was driving home, and a dog is running right out into the street. Why? Because there was a toy. And the toy or the Frisbee accidentally fell into the street. So that dog had to get it. That's how dogs are. Okay, they're on a mission. They're very good. They're very mission-driven dogs. And he got his toy, and he was so proud. And you see the owner beside himself screaming because the dog is coming out in traffic, and he's yelling at the dog to not do it. But remember, dogs don't necessarily listen to us. Remember, the mission, getting that toy is more important than no. So he got his toy. I was at a stop just looking at the dog. But that's dangerous stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to tell you, some of you people, what you write on Facebook is so funny that, okay, we got to kind of keep it clean. I cannot discuss some of those topics. But one day, let me just put this, okay? One day, we will put a disclaimer out there saying that it is going to be an adult topic episode, shall we say, or segment, and we will answer some of the questions about sex that some of you have. Right now, though, I just want to get to some regular news, and I understand there's a lot of questions, and, you know, we could keep it as clean as possible, but it's just how you ask is kind of funny, and, you know, there's
I just can't go into it right now. All right, let's go into some news here. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, many of us remember as Elaine from Seinfeld, and also she was the president on Veep. I love the show Veep. I think it's hilarious. She had revealed a while back that she had breast cancer. And then yesterday she revealed that she recently had surgery following her breast cancer star diagnosis. She is star of the hit HBO show Veep. She took to social media to reveal that she had surgery and was feeling great. She said, hurrah, great doctors, great results, feeling happy and ready to rock after surgery. Hey, cancer, blank you. Okay? And here is my first photo, post-op photo. And it's a great photo. She looks good. Her makeup's good. It's a great, great picture of her. So, a lot of us do that. We'll have a great picture of us, and we're like, well, how do we make it relevant by putting a picture of us? So we have to make it relevant to something. So she made it relevant to her breast cancer surgery. And very brave of her to admit it. It's tough to be, vocalized about your medical issues. I do it all the time, but that doesn't mean it's an easy thing to do for other people. So in September 2017 is when she revealed she had been diagnosed with breast cancer. She wrote on Twitter, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. Today, I'm the one. This is something I believe she wrote back because I remember her writing this September. The good news is that I have the most glorious group of supportive and caring family and friends and fantastic insurance through my union. The bad news is that not all women are so lucky. So let's fight all cancers and make universal health care a reality. As we know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is very, very pro, or I don't want to say very pro, but is more liberal leaning. Okay, when it comes to that. And she had revealed her cancer diagnosis one day after the Emmys. She had won the Best Actress trophy. And she is currently scheduled to begin filming the 7th and final season of Veep. Final season of Veep? No! Oh, Veep is hilarious. Actually, last season wasn't that good. So maybe it is time for it to end. You know, it was time for Seinfeld to end. Maybe it was time for that to end. No details on the type of surgery that she had. Was it just a biopsy? Did she have a mastectomy? All I know is her picture does look great. She looks fabulous like she usually does. I think she's a very, very talented actress. I cannot stand politics being, mixed into Hollywood. But Veep makes it funny. So, I'll give them a pass. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Short children face a greater risk of suffering a stroke as adults. Remember I said short stature in men could put them at higher risk for heart disease? We find shorter men seem to be more prone to heart attacks. Well, now we're being told that shorter children are at greater risk of suffering a stroke later in life. Being 2 or 3 inches shorter growing up raise the likelihood of the disease in both men or women. And I believe that's even if they start to match up with other people's height as adults. The discovery follows research by British scientists showing the vertically challenged are at increased risk of a heart attack, which I had talked about years ago. This isn't new. Anyway, and everybody else gets credit for these, oh, wow, that's groundbreaking. By the way, I apologize for having hair in my way. All right, so the findings were based on more than 300,000 Danish schoolchildren born between 1930 and 1989. Those who were 2 inches shorter than average, at 7 years old, 10 and 13, were 11% more likely to have an ischemic stroke as adults than their taller peers. So an ischemic stroke is where you get a clot that blocks blood and oxygen going to the brain, or parts of the brain. And most cases get diagnosed at the age of 55 and 75. Men who were short as children were also 11% more likely to suffer a stroke triggered by bleeding in the brain and intracerebral hemorrhage. This, though, did not apply to women. So, hemorrhagic strokes are less common than ischemic strokes, but still can cause very devastating damage. So, when you cut off blood supply to the brain, it ends up being the third most common cause of premature death and the leading cause of disability in America. And it affects thousands of people, a year. Now, the average height of a 13-year-old child is about 5'3", 7-year-old about 4 feet. Previous study of more than 1 million adults found that those who were 2.5 inches taller than average were 6 and 10% less likely to die from a stroke. But this was the first time they looked at children. So, if you have a child who's a shorter child, then maybe you want to have more prevention strategies, promoting healthier lifestyles, that kind of thing, encouraging women to eat well in pregnancy, eat well all the time, As if, I mean, you know, it's not just, women don't eat bad just in pregnancy. Some of us eat crappy all the time. And maybe it's because, you know, short kids get teased. Maybe shorter kids get bullied. And so maybe that's, there's stress issues with that. So we can't intervene in height. Okay, there's not a lot we could do with that. Remember years ago we were told not to drink coffee because it'll stunt your growth and make you short? I don't know where they got that from. The problem is there's so many people who are coffee drinkers that they go, yeah, see, he drinks coffee, you see? So I just never drank coffee as a kid, but that's not because I was worried about being short. I just couldn't stand the taste. But the thing is, you know, when it comes to stroke, there's a lot of risk factors for stroke. Genes, you know, mother, father, high cholesterol, high blood pressure is a biggie, as well as stress, alcohol. There's a variety of things that unfortunately could cause that. And then heart disease. Previous study from Leicester University found that every 2.5-inch difference in height between two people makes a shorter person 13.5% more likely to develop heart disease. The research studied the DNA of people of various heights. Some had heart disease, some didn't. And they found that the same genetic variants that help determine a person's adult height may influence the development of the cardiovascular system. And it took 20,000 people to determine this. And the study found that compared with someone who was 5'6" tall, a person who was just 5 feet tall has on average a 32% higher risk of coronary heart disease. And I believe that's men and women. So, coronary artery disease is where the arteries are narrowed because of plaque buildup, therefore causing less blood supply to the heart. And, by the way, plaque buildup, that could also cause less blood supply to the brain. So, you know, I consider short stature a risk factor. Now, being tall puts you at higher risk for cancer. We don't exactly know why. Maybe it has to do with growth hormone. And, you know, maybe certain factors that increase metabolism. But tall individuals seem to be at higher risk for cancer. And we think that maybe it's also because we got a bigger organ. Now, we're also being told in a study that if you start your periods early, that could increase your risk of asthma. So a woman who started her period before the age of 11 may be more likely to have asthma, which kind of blows your mind because that's an inflammatory airway disease. This is a study coming out of the University of Edinburgh. And so early periods and irregular cycles are associated with anovulation, where your ovaries are not releasing an egg. So you have excessive estrogen exposure because if you don't release an egg, then the body doesn't kick back that feedback mechanism to slow things down and then bring in the progesterone and then beef up the progesterone, then the progesterone falls and then you have a period. So if you don't shoot out the egg, and then you need estrogen, obviously, and the estrogen kick-in is what helps do that, then you would continually have estrogen secretion. And they think that is what could be leading to asthma, because of the hormone's inflammatory effect. Asthma affects, what, 1 in 12 adults, 1 in 11 children? Then they also found that hormone replacement therapy is linked to an increased risk of women developing asthma. So, you know, everything's related somehow. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.